Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I know what you were going for, but it also sounded like Dave Matthews was singing me a lullaby and didn't want to sing too loud because he might wake me up.
Yeah, I was kind of trying to go for like the teen girl sings in cursive kind of vibe. But yeah, no, Dave Matthews is just kind of boy teen girl sings in cursive.
Boy teen girl. Yeah.
Boy teen.
Dave Matthews is just kind of a boy teen girl.
That's what I've always said about David.
Everybody's always like, what's the problem with teen girls today? And I think the only answer is dumping a bunch of poop off of an RV into a boat. And so I think that's probably the main parallel that I see personally.
David.
Oh, David. Oh, David. I'm not David Matthews. I am Jordan. And this is Two Chunks and a Hunk. Thank you for joining us.
My name is Doge. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Alec
who?
Electricity. Buzz.
That was okay.
Buzz. It's listed on Good Housekeeping, 101 Best Knock Knock Jokes for Funny Kids of All Ages 2024.
I probably would have put and that Buzz at about 102.
That was the one that came in 102nd place.
That was the one. That was the 102th joke.
Hey, there's some real bad ones on here.
Yeah, I'm sure. Are you planning on doing this for roughly 2 years of our podcast, or do you want to give us a highlight of like a particularly bad one? Just go ahead and waste it.
I'll see what I can find. I'll see if I can find a bad one.
I'm Carter, and no. Mama, now devil done do-si-do. Two young boys lying dead by the side of the road. Shame, shame. Oh, it's a shame to lose your way running wild. It's a shame to lose the light that shines. It's a shame to lose your way as a child. It's a shame to lose your... That's lyrics
from... Is that Dave Matthews?
Dave Matthews, by you. Louisiana Bayou.
Dude, Dave Matthews' lyrics are so instantly identifiable just by how weird they are.
And the other one, I didn't even realize what he's singing until now. And there's another verse it's not good. It's like, I mean, it's meant to, I guess, be, that's just way more of a serious song than I thought it was. So, a lot of violence.
That's Dave.
I found a real stinky one. Speaking of Dave Matthews and his great poop mistake that he made, I found a real stinky knock knock joke.
Bring it on.
It's going to be literally
knock knock.
Who's there?
Soup who? Superman.
Oh.
Not even really a joke.
I wouldn't call it a joke.
It's, I mean, it is for Funny Kids 2024.
Superman.
Your buzz actually scared me like electricity would. It was immersive.
Yeah. Good. That's me and George Lopez, the Señores Electricidad.
That's right. Electricidad, señor. That's an Hermanos Gutierrez, one of their new singles.
Señores Electricidades.
Ay. Guys, we've got a lot of Spring Delirium. It's been very popular. It's got its own channel now over in the Discord. We have several matchups to get through today. Y'all feel prepared to jump into snacks?
Yeah, I woke up ready to fight.
Can I have a meta conversation or just like an out-of-game conversation about Spring Delirium?
Talk to me about it.
Last week, I kind of cornered Doge about a position he took, and I'm going to do it again real quick. Two questions, both about hummus.
Okay.
One, be honest, the game's over. The decision's already made, so it doesn't matter anymore. Number one, I just want to acknowledge that we can't count dessert hummus as one of the versatilities of hummus because that inherently takes it off of the appetizer menu in the same way that using guac as a condiment takes it off the appetizer menu. So we can't count.
It's cool how you had to have like a week to think of a counter argument for me, but that's fine.
Well, it was just already over.
Buzz.
That's number one. And then number two, you wouldn't actually eat dessert hummus, would you?
No, that's disgusting.
Okay, just making sure.
That's so nasty.
Just making sure.
Man.
Look, all is fair in love and Spring Delirium, so I can't fault you for taking positions you don't believe in to get your guy across the finish line. That's what this is about.
I'll play dirty as somebody who is friends with you, Spring Delirium.
I just wanted to make sure that you wouldn't eat that. And then Carter, final check with you. Now that you've had time to rest on it, has it happened yet, or does it take a little bit longer for you to realize that pushing hummus over guac is truly insane?
That is not insane. I stand by that is not insane.
We're going to jump into snacks today.
Yeah. That's what
this part of the bracket is we'll go through our snacks and then we'll touch snacks again eventually because we're getting down from 32 down to that sweet 16. But in the snacks, it's kind of this is the biggest grab bag here. So I was trying to think of, again, I mentioned this on our most recent episode. Say I'm on a road trip. What am I grabbing? Usually afternoon, could be any time of day, out in that QT situation, walking into a gas station. What's something that I can, it's not necessarily something I would have as an appetizer. It's not really a dessert. Some of these are going to look like a dessert. Some of us are healthier snackers than others, so I wanted to have some contributions there, but understand that a majority of this is not good for you because a snack really, in essence, feels like some extra food that maybe you don't fully need to have. It's a bit of a guilty pleasure.
I think that a healthy for you snack might go against the spirit of snack.
I'm going to have it in there, right? We got to have a representative.
I think snack is defined as a little treat. Snack is my little treat. It's not mealtime, but it's my little treat.
Well, then
your little treat is like healthy for you in a way that's like, this doesn't taste good, that I'm only eating, like I need a snack, but it's a healthy one. I can't have the thing I actually want. That's against the spirit of
snack. This snack is lettuce wrapped carrots.
No, that's not a snack.
No.
Here's a snack.
I got a little sweet treat that's nature's sweet treat here for you in this first matchup. Ooh. And it's not going to be the first thing that I mention because these don't grow on trees, but we start with donuts. And again, so all encompassing, yes, donut can go into the breakfast range. We don't really have a breakfast part of the bracket. Breakfast was a part, it was an entree, I think, just breakfast foods. But a donut, I guess, got a message in real time that made me geeker. I'm thinking this includes like your glazed, your powdered donut. You know what I'm talking about? It's like a
This has nothing to do with kolaches.
I would say, no, nothing to do with kolaches. I would say most of my donut intake has not actually been during the hours of breakfast, right? It's the,
Krispy Kreme inverse.
Appreciation, worker appreciation day. Here's these 2 p.m. donuts. Yes, please. Like I'm going to snack. It's not with a meal. It's separate. So donuts against that nature sweet treat. A fruit is a legitimate snack. So grabbing some fruitsy, get you a little cutie, maybe get an apple, maybe get some grapes. I do enjoy an actual, not a fruit snack like we think of it, but like a literal fruit snack.
A snack that is fruit.
A snack that is fruit. Donuts against fruit. It'll be like the normal cadence of 3, 2, 1. You'll have your decision. You'll say them simultaneously.
I'm ready. It's easy.
Quick question on spirit of the game. Am I answering which one of these is better or which one of these I would rather eat as a snack?
This is snack. I mean, we've got to go snack, right? Because especially with entrees, it was like, which of these would you rather have as an entree, right?
Sure. But I guess what I'm saying is like, I would call donut a snack food, I guess. But like, there's no chance that I'm reaching for a donut midday.
I think that every time we do a vote and I try to figure out what the criteria is, you're like, dude, you're overthinking it. It's just, the question is just who wins? Who wins? Donuts or fruit? Who wins?
Yeah, think of what you've been doing.
Yeah, but that I'm clarifying because that's not what we did on the other ones.
That if it's not what we did on the other ones, don't do it.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Donuts.
You said donuts too, Jordan?
Yeah. They're better. I would never. If there is no universe where at 3 p.m. I'm like, donut. But yeah, donuts better.
If fruit was better than donuts, mankind would never have invented the donut. We already had fruit. Fruit was here when we got here. Donuts were not. There was a hole in the world and we filled it with a donut.
Just like bullets. The next one we have. Well, the world didn't. It's
what?
Like the argument is like you just argued that like, oh, the world didn't make this, so we're going to make it ourselves because this is what we need. It's like, well,
donuts and bullets, the two great inventions of humanity.
War, dude. Just be serious about it.
I'm just saying if it's 3 p.m. in real life and there's a glazed donut and a cutie sitting next to each other, I'm getting the cutie 9 times out of 10 as my snack.
Insane.
I'm because getting the donut just first donut. With a cutie chaser.
Donut yeah. is not snack food.
I'm gonna peel the cutie
in my
and
mind.
Put it in the hole of the donut.
Donut's definitely snack food in my mind. Are donut's you even are you thinking about donut's like a, what about a cake donut? Like a powdered boy?
What is it? Is it a meal then?
Donut is like, well, I haven't ordered not kolaches at a donut place in like forever. But yeah. Donut is muffin. Donut is muffin. Donut's the same as muffin. It's cold breakfast.
I don't think that either of them are a meal. I think that every time I eat a muffin, I'm like, that was good. Now what's my meal? Every time I eat a donut, I'm like, ooh, that's a good start.
Sure.
What should I have for my actual
meal?
I also wouldn't
reach for a muffin as a snack either. You know, that's why I'm grouping them together in my brain.
Depends on the size of the muffin.
They're continental breakfast items, not snacks in my brain.
Our next matchup, and this one is personal to me. It is a local fave. It is my all-time fave. But I want you to know, I'm not voting. I'm only a tiebreaker. And I'm also open to hear your arguments for it. But we have popcorn. This is a snack, yes, clearly.
That's a snack.
Elote. Which, if you're listening to this podcast and you don't know what that is, it is a street food snack that is of a Mexican flavor. That is corn and cream. And it is sour, sweet, salty. It's got spicy. It's a good thing.
Yep.
But
okay.
It's not for everybody. Popcorn against elote. 3, 2, 1.
Elote.
The superior corn. The only way to eat corn.
Thank you for that.
I think elote is something I eat more as a side dish, but I'm just thinking like if I'm in a mall and there's like a popcorn stand and like an elote in a cup kind of place right next to it in the mall, I'm going for the elote every time.
Yeah.
Well, if you're like walking through like a downtown or there's like a stand that's like actual, like not elote in a cup, but like elote, like just an ear of corn.
Yeah, sure.
That's a snack for sure.
I also, Germane to last round, I also forgot that like gourmet donuts exist. Like fancy donuts, not just like a glazed from a local donut place,
but
a voodoo donuts kind of a vibe. That is a snack because that's a special treat. I'm back. I'm glad I made the right decision. It's donuts over fruit for sure.
Your heart knew before your brain even did.
Yeah. No, that's right.
Elote moves on. Next we have, we're starting to dive into the candy. Candy was split into three strong separate contenders here. And we'll come with the first. Chocolate. Chocolate. And it doesn't encompass all things chocolate. It's like chocolate candy. Make sense? Chocolate.
Yeah.
Against cheese, which tends to be another snacking food. So like your string cheese, dude, maybe a little block of unexpected cheddar that you can just cut a chunk off of that. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
So easy for me.
I'm ready.
So
three, two, one.
Cheese.
Okay.
Woo. Wow. I thought we were going to have to fight.
Chocolate is out. Oh my.
Bye, chocolate. Bye, chocolate. Here's the thing. Chocolate is fine. Some chocolate's extremely good. Most chocolate is fine. Bad cheese is still great.
I've had some pretty rough cheese.
Cheese.
But yeah, I think overall, it's just like, you get me a Tillamook white cheddar square or a Ghirardelli, chocolate square, similar form factor. I'm going with the sharp white cheddar from Tillamook.
I will say cheese still wins for sure. Last fall, Jess and I, we were shooting a wedding in Virginia, and we stayed in this little like historic downtown place. It looked like a Hallmark movie. And right across the street from us, there was a chocolate shop.
Oh, nice.
That had been like featured on like Food Network. And like, it was like one of those like capital C, capital S chocolate shops where he's like, making it, like stirring it. It's chocolate shoppy, chocolatey shoppy. And he was like stirring it in the back. And we went in, we're like, hey, here's what we usually like. And he's like, that's not real chocolate. I'm gonna show you what real chocolate is. And so we bought like all the stuff he recommended. And it was honestly a night and day difference from any chocolate I've ever had before.
Mm.
But chocolate, I know he's not listening, so I can confidently say
so
this.
Hard, though.
Oh yeah, cheese still better. Cheese still better. Even that incredible chocolate, cheese still better.
There's some great chocolate out there. And like Reese's sometimes, exists. So like that's a big deal. But
sometimes those two things will exist on the same platter to kind of play with some different notes.
Charcuterie.
Cheese is where I'm going first.
It's called a charcuterie board.
It's all a charcuterie board. So next we have chips.
A little Stanley Tucci board.
Chips. Against yogurt.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yogurt, from a small private school, happy to make the dance, happy to be here. They look at their lineup.
Yogurt's from the homeschool co-op.
Well, dang. And here's the thing. The yogurt also includes Go-Gurt, if that changes your mind. Chips against yogurt. Three.
Oh, still doesn't.
Two.
Actually, it doesn't.
One.
Chips.
Dude,
I've been in a real dill pickle chip phase of my life recently. And when you get a real vinegary dill pickle chip, a dill pickler.
Ooh. I would argue that of all of our competitors in this bracket, all of them, every single one of them, not just snacks, perhaps the most versatile of them all is chips.
100%. That's the word I was going to use.
Chips is the best.
What a beautiful, man. Chips is
the best.
Chips has some heat for
there's so
for
many.
Maybe going
now,
on the way.
I will say, we just eliminated chocolate, but I'm thinking of a chocolate covered ruffle right now.
So
and chocolate
good.
Covered chips is also the
sweet
best.
Sweet and salty together is a pretty powerful combination.
Truly,
We're including like puffs and stuff in this category too, right?
Chips, dude. If it's in the chip aisle,
wouldn't that be
it's
wild?
Chip.
Yeah.
Chips. Bugles.
Next we have hard candy. Okay.
Give me an example. Nerds? Runts?
Yes.
Candy nerds. Intended to suck or that you crunch sometimes?
I think that's both,
sucker?
Right?
Lollipop? Sucker.
Yes.
Well, because like nerds, it would be wild if you sucked on a nerd like a Jolly Rancher. You know what I mean?
But it's still it's a hard candy. Here's what the three
it's
were.
Still hard.
Okay.
Because we had chocolate hard candy and then soon we'll do gummy candy.
Sure.
That's different.
Okay. All right. Right? I got it.
Excuse me. Hard candy against mix. So this would be like a trail mix situation. Any kind of, you know, you'll see multiple. Sometimes there's holiday themed mixes. For some reason, a lot of the times we've got a dried fruit in there that I'm usually picking out, but maybe I'll grow
get out of here.
Someday.
Put sure. dried donuts in mine.
Hard candy against mix.
When you say mix, are you talking like exclusively like trail mix? Like here's peanuts and raisins and stuff, or are you including like Chex Mix and like Puppy Chow and like that kind of stuff mix. In there?
That's included.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Versus hard candy?
Yes. 3, 2, 1.
Mix. Dude, are you kidding me?
Mix. Get out of here.
When I arrive at a place that tells me that there will be snacks, I am praying that there's a good mix when I roll up.
When somebody's like, come to this, there will be snacks, I'm assuming that there's going to be Pub Mix or Chex Mix.
If there's cashews, if there's weirdly Worcestershire-y pretzels, there's a rice Chex involved in any way, dude, I'm all about that, man. That's the sweet and salty mecca.
Yeah.
I was just new to the game, but it felt like several years ago, gourmet mix became like a grocery store thing.
Yeah.
And there's like there's way often more just a spicy mix that's got like, everything's got a bit of a spicy
flavor.
Wasabi
peas and some pretzels and some, I feel like to get the gourmet mixes, you had to go to like a liquor store, like a fancy liquor store and buy it there.
Or like World Market or something.
Now they're just up in Kroger. They're just up in Target.
They're just everywhere.
They're just everywhere.
Next we have gummy candy. Mm-hmm. These are everything from Sour Punch straws to Laffy Taffy.
Well, Taffy's
not to
not
relitigate
really
a discussion we've definitely.
I wouldn't call Taffy gummy candy.
Yeah, Taffy's not, absolutely gummy candy. That's crazy.
No, it's not.
Not to relitigate a discussion we've already had on the podcast. Would you guys consider Mike and Ike or Hot Tamales a gummy candy?
If Taffy
because
is somewhere
because it's chewy. Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's squish. It doesn't crunch.
It do squish. Sour Patch Kids.
Taffy gummy candy. Taffy is firmly not gummy candy. There's no spring.
What is it then?
There's no spring to taffy.
It's squish. There's no spring to Mike and Ike.
Yeah, I guess I would call Mike and Ike gummy candy only because it's like a jelly type candy, which is closer. Taffy, I mean, there's not only three classifications of candy in real life. Taffy's its own thing. I wouldn't call it gummy candy, but
the grand taxonomy of candy, there are three classes.
Shark.
That is simply
frog.
Shark.
Peach.
Frog. Peach.
Peachos, dude, can get it.
Gummies against cracker, which in itself is also got a lot of varieties there.
I'm not going to put my thumb on the scale because I already know what I'm choosing.
Yeah, I know what I'm choosing too.
3, 2, 1.
Gummies.
Cracker.
Okay, this is the first time in snacks. And Jordan, I'll let you go first because you said it with a little bit of...
seemed like it hurt him.
Frustration. Yeah, so you
There's only one cracker that I super duper care about. And it is Ritz crackers. I don't know if I've even talked about this on the show.
My boy
is
Doge.
I eat Ritz crackers quite a bit, just plain, the
what
buttery saltiness of them.
Is.
I love Ritz. Recently found out at like a family gathering that apparently it's like a Wonders family thing. Like everybody in the Wonders family eats Ritz. I don't know. It was like a weird thing that we all were like, really? Interesting. But
is it like just your siblings or is it like
no, dude, like aunts, uncles, cousins, like if you have Wonders blood, you just devour Ritz by the sleeve, apparently.
That's wild.
Don't know. Callie was bonding with another like non-blood family member, like an aunt-in-law kind of situation. And she was like, I thought it was just Jordan. And she was like, no, it's all of them.
It's mine too. Yeah, my Wonders does it too.
Callie leans in and is like, look around.
You know, I love a Cheez-It. This is a tough category for me.
They're all doing it.
Because I love a Cheez-It and a chicken and a biscuit and all that stuff. But gummy candy includes most of the sour candies that I love. And sour candy is like my favorite thing. You got Sour Patch Kids, you got Sour Punch Straws, you got the little Airheads rip things with the, you know, you got the, I love the little sour zip, the like the wiggly long strips, mm-hmm. All sour candy.
All things Haribo.
Phenomenal. All things Haribo. You got Twin Snakes. You got Twin Snakes is really the only one that I super care about. But gummy bears too. Like, yeah, gummy candy. Gummy candy encompasses most of the sour candy that I love. And I'm just a sour candy boy, so I have to follow my heart. Here we go, gummy candy.
Doge?
Cheez-Its. Cheese nips.
Oh, no. No nips, always its.
Cheez-Its Snapped. You guys know those? Cheez-Its Snapped is extremely good. Not only can you get them off the shelf, and they're like life-changingly good, but guarantee you, if you are listening to this, your mom or grandma or aunt or someone in your family at some family gathering has rolled up with a giant gallon Ziploc of firecrackers, saltine crackers with crushed red pepper, and like ranch dressing mix. Those are,
I don't think you get to include that though.
Yeah, you do. That's a cracker.
Yeah, but it's been modified beyond what the idea is. It's the same reason that we wouldn't include other accoutrements with the appetizer and dip section. Just what
no,
they
that's,
were put in.
I think that's extremely different. That's still a cracker. That's still a way to eat crackers.
Yeah, I agree. But so is putting like cheese and ham and stuff on it. But that you can't include that.
I think it's just the cracker though. Like cracker plus seasoning still counts as just cracker.
Two things. One, and, we're starting to dip close to mix instead, if there's one more ingredient, because you're doing all the stuff that mixes do. But I just
honestly,
don't think
okay,
that,
take firecrackers
I don't
out.
Think you can if modify you think, the cracker. I think it's how they come.
If you think that firecrackers is an illegal modification against the rules of the league, then that's fine. Crackers still win for me. I'm savory over sweet 11 times out of 10. Crackers are fantastic. And like, fine, I'll take crackers. I'll take some saltines. What I do with them later is not your business.
That's correct.
I might put crushed red pepper
that's
on
correct.
Them. I might put olive oil on them. That's I correct. Might make, but that's not,
even
that's not your
including,
business.
Even including firecrackers. I too am also a savory over sweet kind of person, but my number one sweet is gummy candy, dude. I could, any like fruit by the foot, that's a gummy candy to me too. There's just all the ones that I like the
are
most.
Are those like orange slices from a gas station gummy candy?
Oh, gosh,
candy?
Yeah, for sure, I think.
Those are extremely good.
I like gummy candies, all of them. Lemon heads.
Now say something nice about crackers.
I love crackers.
You talking
those
about me?
Spice, those yeah. fire crackers.
I spent the entire first part of my defense of gummy candies talking
They're
about all
so
the crackers
good.
I like.
Gummies moves on. Gummies moves on. Next, we've got nuts.
Okay. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Against pretzels.
Wait, which nuts specifically?
This encompasses all of them, dude.
Nah,
mix made
these.
Every
That's
mix. Nuts means every nut.
Which ones?
Nuts. Peanuts. Walnuts. Cashews.
Those
almonds,
nuts?
These nuts.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, nice. Pretty
wait,
funny, dude.
Wait.
Yes, dude. The
pretzels include
yes. Yeah, any okay. ends, yes.
All right. Done.
Let's go.
Nuts versus pretzels.
Let's yeah. go. 3, 2, 1.
Pretzels.
Dude.
Soft pretzels. Are you
wow.
kidding me?
Ugh.
Soft pretzels. Are you kidding me, dude?
I'm Carter did not see that coming.
Did not. I actually
peanuts are probably my least favorite nut. I like
peanuts are the most basic nut. Peanuts are
I
your starter nut.
Peanuts.
I don't need.
I love a
they're
cashew.
A starter nut.
I
just
love
some
a walnut, a pecan, a salted.
No, call me when you grow up and move on to more complicated
gourmet
nuts.
Nut
peanuts
mix,
are
dude.
A baby nut.
I
for
wish
babies.
They didn't even put peanuts in gourmet
I also
nut
like
mix. If, they, if there's
almonds.
No peanuts in it, it's a plus.
Yeah, I do
like
love almonds.
Almonds. Almonds and peanuts. Okay, let's talk about this. Almonds and peanuts are definitely worst two nuts.
I would agree
they're
with that.
They're still fine. Definitely
the first
worst two. Most basic
two. I'm so embarrassed.
Cashews, they're starter nuts, dude.
Cashew's the best nut. It's, no, it's it goes not. Cashew number one. Yes, it is.
Cashew's number one. Absolutely.
It goes cashew number one, probably pistachio number two. I think
pistachios
maybe like a
amazing.
Salted walnut number three.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's
great.
The what's the big white nut that they put
How many
in
different
those
variations
mix nuts
of
mix?
Pretzel, though? We've already named like eight different kinds of nut. But there's like one pretzel that's good.
Yeah, and it's better than all
and
of
so
those
you
nuts.
Went for it.
And it's better than every single one of those
absolutely
nuts.
Absolutely.
A soft pretzel, dude? Are you kidding me?
Next we have... I
guarantee
be many
you
that
actually
listen.
That if you go to an Auntie Anne's in the worst mall in the world, that the soft pretzel that you get from there is going to be way better than the fanciest nuts you could get from the fanciest gourmet
dude,
nut shop.
I will agree. Say an Auntie Anne's pretzel is as consistent from place to place as Chick-fil-A Dr. Pepper.
Sure.
Even we proudly serve Chick-fil-A. For some reason, the Dr. Pepper is better there than at most fast food chains.
An airport Auntie Anne's is better than the nicest, most expensive
about
gourmet
a
fist, peanut
like
you could
a
buy.
Smell that is just...
Yeah.
You could be on the other side of a big old mall and you know exactly...
Dude, even as an appetizer, when a place is like, we've got Bavarian pretzel bites with a beer cheese dip. Oops.
Yes.
Come on now. Oops.
Yeah. Oops, all pretzels. Okay, fine.
No, I'll have the peanuts. Do you happen to have any
That's
peanuts
Carter.
For an appetizer?
I do love... You know where those two things tend to collide? Baseball
pretzels
game.
And peanuts?
Oh, yeah. Baseball game.
Bag of peanuts.
Buy
I love an in-shell peanut.
Pretzels and gummy and candy. we have one more for
Cracker
snacks, and then
kind
we've
of
got a good
snack
shout announcement, and then we've got big, big, big matchups. We're having, and I was going to say, there's going to be many people that listen to this, and for a little bit, you're going to think, that's not a snack. And then you're going to think, actually, most of the time that I've had this was not in the morning. Could it have been in breakfast? Yes, but we don't have a breakfast bracket. Cereal.
Sure.
Yeah. Cereal is a snack.
Thank
Just
you.
Just like donut is a snack.
I think they're
Every
both
cereal,
which is the important distinction.
Cereal
got both.
They're both. Both. But that's because you can have a snack for breakfast and that still counts.
Sure.
That's in our society, in this crazy world we live
this
in, some
crazy
people just
mixed
eat
up
snacks
world.
And it counts as breakfast.
Cereal against jerky. Our final matchup of snacks.
Count from three.
All right, go.
Three, two,
cereal.
One.
Cereal.
I love jerky.
Jerky loses
jerky
every,
absolutely body.
Every matchup in this snack category, dude. How about some dry meat? No.
I like jerky. Jerky is dangerously close to what I warned you all about at the beginning of this episode, where it's like, I know that you're like, it's just protein. It's very low fat and almost no carb. So I love the jerky.
It's just
like, you
protein.
Don't, it doesn't taste better than anything else on this list. You have an ulterior motive when you
just
eat jerky as a snack.
Protein.
I've had good jerky. I'd take cereal over it every time.
Right.
Have you guys ever had Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Because that's the only way that you think jerky wins this.
If you haven't, then.
What's your favorite cereal? Go around the horn right now.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Apple Cinnamon Cheerios.
Ooh.
I don't think I've had those.
Are they different than Apple Jacks?
Kind of, dude. But not
super. I've had Apple Jacks. I've had Apple Jacks.
Honey Nut Cheerios is my favorite.
Yeah. Didn't it used to be plain Cheerios?
No, it was never plain Cheerios.
No, you just,
it's always
just
been
your whole
Cheerios.
Oeuvre. Your whole oeuvre so is a plain you, Cheerios guy.
Me and the other guys that were in the trenches in World War I have talked a lot about
cream of wheat. I really like a bowl of cream of wheat. My favorite cereal is oats. I used to spread the cream of wheat on my trench foot.
Oh, Lord.
Is that the end of the snack it? The snack bracket?
That's the end of snacking. We got Matt, perhaps the most important half of a Two Chunks episode ever after the shout announcement.
Well, I guess we should go ahead and head to shout announcements. Just knock it out, eh?
A.
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 To shout announcements. It's the part of the show where we give shout outs and make announcements. Handing the microphone
shout out
to Doug.
Shout out to Nuts.
Shout out to Nuts.
Didn't make it. Not good enough to be a snack. You're just kind of an extra little thing.
No, it's not good enough to move on.
It doesn't have to be that.
It was good enough to be a snack. It was declared snack when it made the bracket. Thank you.
Nuts is barely a snack.
No, nuts is firmly a snack. It's just not as good as the other snack it was against.
Have you ever had the snack itch and a nut honestly scratched it?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes, of course. Cashews.
That's not true. Cashews are great. Cashews are like a little, an extra little like, it's like the sprinkles of food. It's not at all a snack. A bowl of cashews is not a snack.
Dude, I wish that nuts were up against anything else so that we could fight about this for real, because that's crazy.
For real. Voting is officially closed for the April Two Chunks Movie Club experience.
What am we seeing?
And I'm here to let you know the world premiere of the winner of our Two Chunks Movie Club vote for April. In a world where there is man and where there is monkeys, what if there was a hero who dared to be both?
Wow.
Probably. Actually, I don't know what the movie's about, but we're going to go see Monkey Man. Monkey Man won the Two Jungle Chunks Book Movie Club Movie of the Month for April. And so what this means, for those of you who are still new to the whole Two Chunks Movie Club experience, is that we will be going to see Monkey Man and releasing an episode about it, or at least partially about it, here on the main feed of our podcast. If you are a Patreon supporter, your vote in this poll counted twice. And if you support us on Discord at the $5 on Patreon at the $5 level, and you're a part of our Discord, that's where we're actually going to be posting the showtime that we're going to and encouraging, inviting you to go see the movie with us. So be on the lookout if you're listening for that Monkey Man episode coming pretty soon. And then if you're in Discord, be on the lookout very, very soon Monkey for Man. A message letting you know where we've bought tickets, when, and when we're going to go see it.
Fun. All the dudes with monkey hands.
Is there more of it?
No.
Oh, dang. That sucks.
I only make songs for people who, enjoy nuts.
Yay.
Woo, nut club. We'll start our own nut club, dude.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, don't Google Nut Club, Doge. I could see you doing it.
No. I was looking up knock-knock jokes about nuts.
Were you really? Mm-hmm. I'm going to Google Nut Club.
Join our Discord. Get that $5 tier of Patreon. Get the $3 tier of Patreon. Discord's great. I think if you've got a little bit more influence on what we do on this podcast, than one might think. So if you want to be the thermometer for a lot of the things that we do on here, get on over in that Discord. I think it might have made a decision for us of maybe something that we'll do this summer. But would love to have you.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I went to funkidsjokes.com/nut-jokes/. I want to share with you guys the funniest joke I've ever heard in my life.
Let's take it out of, so we're out of chat. What did the woman officially? We're out.
Okay, we're here. We're here. What did the woman say after her grandson told her he ate her entire bowl of peanuts?
Oh, nuts.
Sorry, nuts. Sorry.
Oh, nice.
She actually said, "That's okay, honey. I already sucked the chocolate off of them. Yuck. They were originally chocolate-covered peanuts."
I got the joke.
What?
Ew.
Isn't that funny?
It's not a joke.
That's nasty. That's
not what I'm a discovering. Joke. So I have not been this immersed in, I guess, in the study of the field of jokeology. I've not been doing this research out in the wilds since I was a kid, and I would read like those big joke books like they were a novel before bed every night.
Yeah, I used to do that too.
And I'm discovering that like clean nut jokes for kids and like the 101 good housekeeping jokes, knock knock jokes, a lot of people are just like, let me write a sentence that really makes you go,
yeah.
And be like, that's my joke.
Yeah. It seems like the outline for a lot of these jokes is just like, you're going to be confused. Also, just a quick update. Nut Club is a totally safe Google search. I've discovered mainly Nut Box. There's a website called nutsplusnuts.com, which is...
Really? That didn't get caught up in the ban in Texas?
It's a subscription Nut Box. There's nutsmore.com. The Roasted Nut Company, nutclub.org, the West Side Nut Club. Our mission is to initiate, promote, and support any and all movements which are for the betterment of the West Side of Evansville, Indiana.
What?
Yeah, dude. So
just a quick search, nutclub.edu doesn't take me anywhere.
Gotcha.
Nutclub.gov doesn't take me anywhere.
What about nut.nut?
I don't know if I want to do nut.nut.
I have the courage.
I'll go in private browsing.
It pulled up Reddit r/succession TV for some reason.
And nut.nut doesn't take me anywhere.
And it pulls up at nut star young nut, the guy that does videos with Cody Ko sometimes. So anyway. Nut.nut seems
nuts
safe.
Are fine. Why do you guys think there's nuts bad okay. stuff about nuts? Nuts, you can look up nuts all you want.
Here we are. 16 matchups to get us down to the sweet 16. We'll do desserts, entrees, appetizers, and then the most recently visited snacks. Desserts begins with one of the most controversial entrants Spring Delirium has ever seen. That's mochi.
Dessert hummus.
Mochi against brownies.
Stand by your man, Doge.
I will stand by my man unless stand by there's a better man. Man standing by your by man, him. Doge. Mochi I will stand by my man unless there's a better man standing by
brownies.
Him.
Brownies. 3, 2, 1.
Brownies, dude. Come on. We all knew mochi. Brownies. We all knew mochi was a dead in the water
just
the moment
wanted
it won
to move
round
past
one.
This. All right. Well, next one. Like mochi is so gone. But we do have to get to the
bye.
Next one.
I knew it would be.
All the mochi fights feel worth it, everybody? Good.
Cookies against cheesecake.
I'm ready.
3,
yeah, me too.
2, 1.
Cookies.
Cheesecake.
No way.
Yep. Doge, you go first. Cheesecake. Doge chose cheesecake. If you can't tell, it's going to take
when I want a dessert,
freaking...
it's going to be a supersized episode for sure. When I want a dessert, the name of the game is indulgence. When I want a dessert, I am treating myself to a decadent experience. And I have been more uncomfortably full after eating a lot of cheesecake than I have after eating a lot of cookies. I think
that's
cookies,
a plus for you?
I think cookie, yes, because that's what the name of the game for dessert. Dessert is never something you need, always something you want. Dessert is never, let me eat till I feel great. Dessert is always, I'm going to eat so much that I don't feel good, but it's a yummy because it's dessert. Cookies is better as a snack than as a dessert.
What?
I yield my time. I don't feel the need to defend cookies. Cookies are cookies, dude.
Cookies, cheesecake cookies is cheesecake. Move on. What a creative waste of
that's
time.
Crazy.
That's a creative waste of time.
Of course they do. Your defense was nonsense. I like cheesecake because I feel like ass after I'm done eating it. You flew too close to the sun, my boy.
When you guys listen to this episode, when it comes out, you'll be like, actually, he made some good points. I think right now the fog of war is kind of clouding your vision a little bit.
Oh my God, snickerdoodles exist, man. I don't know what to tell you. Sorry.
Next.
Strawberry cheesecake cookie. Strawberry cheesecake exists.
No. Next we have churros.
Is key lime pie a cheesecake?
I don't think so. I don't think there's cream cheese involved.
Pie in the name. Next we have churros. I don't know if that's going to help you, man, but... Maybe that'll.
Oh, I got sweaty.
Are Oreo cookies donuts?
They're both round.
Churros against pudding. 3, 2, 1.
Churros. Banana pudding is the only good pudding.
Yep.
And then banana pudding is amazing, but churros, though.
In my opinion, one of the tougher matchups in this round of 32.
We'll see.
Ice cream against cobbler. Ice cream against cobbler.
Yeah.
Let's go. 3, 2, 1.
Ice cream.
Cobbler.
Okay. Jordan says ice cream. Doge says cobbler. Cobbler had the Doge had the first argument last time. Jordan, ice cream.
Your thing's better with my thing on top of it. Ice cream improves everything it's around, and it's good by itself. Cone, bowl, doesn't matter. Toppings mixed in, sure. All kinds of flavors. Ice cream.
Your thing's better with my thing underneath it. I think that I have had probably more ice cream in my life than I have had cobbler. But I think cobbler is maybe more labor intensive than ice cream. I don't know. Cobbler just feels like a little bit more special.
Never seen an old lady cranking ice cream or cranking cobbler.
Yeah. No, you definitely have seen an old lady making cobbler.
No, not cranking it, though.
That wasn't the best. That wasn't
you grew
the
up
best
going
argument.
To church potlucks
you know it,
just like I okay. did.
Yeah, of course it's not.
Because cobbler's better.
I already made my real argument.
Man, I'm such a fan of versatility. And outside of chips, ice cream has to be one of the most versatile entrants here. You're not going to have a little mom and pop cobbler shop or like a...
Although I would go.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Yes, you will.
Never.
What? No, there's no cobbler shop. You've never seen a cobbler shop in your life.
This isn't about shoes. It's not a silly joke. Name. Ice cream moves on. Next. So your dessert.
One of my favorite things in the world, and I hate when it happens to me, and I love when it happens to other people, is when you slam a flag down, and then you look at it, and you realize you don't even believe in the flag you just slammed down. I love it, dude.
Cobbler is better than ice cream.
Hear me now.
Cobbler is absolutely better than ice cream.
This means in the Sweet 16, listen up, Chunkies. Those of you that have votes, those of you that have extra votes. This is an extra vote thing too, right, Doge? Okay. Mm-hmm. That
cobbler
means desserts
ice cream is not even worth it.
The winner overall of desserts.
That is so wrong.
The winner overall of desserts will battle against the winner overall of entree, right? So there'll either be a dessert or an entree in the final. But our dessert matchups in the Sweet 16 are brownies against cookies and churros against ice cream.
Battle for the ages.
So. Pretty tough.
Four categories that can kind of all be combined in different ways, which is interesting.
I mean, I would eat amalgamation of all four of these things. I would.
Yeah, just cut them all up.
Brownie cookie ice cream churro. Yeah, dude. Next we have.
Yeah, why not?
We have entrees. We begin with tacos. Tacos against steak. Tacos.
I'm ready.
Against steak.
Yeah, I'm ready for this.
3, 2, 1.
Tacos.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting to a point in my life where I feel like steak is kind of overrated.
Uh-huh.
And there's like a really good steak is really good, but the gulf between really good and the next level down is like pretty big.
Steak is something that like, steak is something that grandpas won't shut up about.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, steak is good, but there's other stuff that's just as good or not better.
As they get older,
you just only think steak is awesome because you've been told steak is awesome.
Right. And it's such a particular
steak.
Steak
is the bacon of gourmet meats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
Next we have sandwiches against curry.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready too.
3, 2, 1.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
For both?
Yeah. I think sandwiches.
You said sandwiches too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think sandwiches, the versatility of a sandwich is like you've got everything from PB&J to banh mi to a Cuban to. Didn't we say we included wraps in sandwiches? Like a wrap is also kind of a sandwich as well.
It's either in sandwiches or tacos.
Yeah, yeah, either one. Either one.
Yeah, I think for me, sandwich wins because it's not like if I eat a big steaming bowl of curry, that's day is over after that. Can't do anything. Day's over. Got to focus on digesting this. I'm going to be sleepy.
And there are sandwiches that do that.
But not all sandwiches.
Not all sandwiches.
There you go.
Although I feel like I can get through like a Thai coconut curry and rice pretty easy without messing myself up.
So good.
But it's so heavy. Like the saucy, just like it just sits. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
no, I'm with you.
Next we have burgers against breakfast.
I'm ready.
Burgers against breakfast.
Me too.
3, 2, 1.
Burgers.
Breakfast. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Jordan's Stand by burgers your man. Jordan, sounded you fought me like pretty hard someone on breakfast. Who was like trying to let you know that they're very nauseated. And just to be polite, they're like, yes, I can't. But like, it's on the verge. Doge, you go first.
Yeah.
You argued breakfast. Jordan was burgers. It's your turn to argue first. Why breakfast?
Breakfast, to me, feels like there's more opportunity for mix and match combos for breakfast. Burger is always, always, always going to have bottom bun, meat, top bun. More stuff in the middle, sure. But you can't point to a single thing and say breakfast is always going to have this. Breakfast is mostly going to have egg, mostly going to have potato, mostly going to have some kind of breakfast meat, but also might have biscuit, also might have salsa, also might have cheese. The combinations with breakfast are limitless. And might I just say that you can get a biscuit and cut it in half and then put a sausage patty in it and then put mustard on that, then put the top back on the biscuit and you have a better tasting breakfast hamburger.
Well, I'm changing my answer to breakfast anyway, but are you saying that a split biscuit with a sausage and mustard is better than a burger?
No, I'm just saying you can still get your burger fix without having to put burger all the way through. Without having to lie to yourself and say burger is better than breakfast.
Yeah, I'm changing to breakfast.
A breakfast
anyway.
Burger is good.
I changed my answer the moment burger came out of my mouth. I said it and I was like, I don't want that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, breakfast is just better. I mean, love a good burger.
Mm-hmm. I feel like
a good burger is like one of the simple pleasures in life. But I mean, it's breakfast, dude.
99 out of 100 diners in America, just your regular diner. Has both of these options on the menu. I don't think I'm ever choosing a burger over breakfast.
I'm going breakfast every time. Yeah. No, breakfast is better. Breakfast is a top tier contender overall for me. I don't know why I said burger. I think I just want one.
Do you know what the most lucrative chain restaurant was in 2023? In the United States?
Denny's.
IHOP.
Cheesecake Factory.
Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
Almost like that's a really good dessert. Almost like that's a great dessert that you should have put through.
Next,
Cheesecake
we have Factory, our final
I've had
matchup
two
of entrees.
Separate existential crises in a Cheesecake Factory.
This one is tough as well.
Is that Phoebe Bridgers lyrics?
Yeah.
It's an international matchup here in our final matchup of the entrees to reach the Sweet 16. Sushi against pasta.
Done. I mean, easy.
Sushi against pasta.
I'm ready.
Easy peasy.
3, 2, 1.
Sushi.
Pasta.
Oh, we are at different sides here.
I knew we would.
Jordan, yeah. First with sushi.
I've had more pasta in my life, but I'm picking sushi every time. Sushi has the freshness, the flavor. It has the spice. It has the savory. It's got the combinations of like the sweet with the eel sauce, the spicy with the wasabi or with the spicy mayo. It's got the crunch. Sometimes you can get a hot roll. Like sushi just has everything I want out of food. And yeah, all things level playing field, pasta on the right, sushi on the left. Which one are we walking to? I'm picking sushi 10 times out of 10 over pasta every time. I genuinely don't think if money is out of the equation, I don't think I'm ever picking pasta over sushi.
When you say it like that, I think I changed my answer to sushi.
Ooh.
Because I...
Two changes. Back to back.
I'm but a humble man living within my means, well within my means. And I can't eat sushi all the time.
Yeah.
I can eat sushi sometimes. Yep. Can't eat it all the time. Yep. But I'm picturing like if I've paid for a ticket to this dining experience and it was just a one price ticket and it's like, here is excellent pasta, have as much as you want. Here is excellent sushi, have as much as you want. Both already paid for. I'm choosing the sushi every time. Yeah.
All right. So that means our entree Sweet 16 matchups are?
I'd pick both over steak most of the time.
Yeah, actually. I don't think if I'm in that eating scenario, I'm not even considering the steak.
I don't think I am.
There's nothing not touching like the steak at all.
A piece of sushi, which is in itself also a bite. Mm-hmm. There's so much wonderful things going on. And
are y'all soy sauce boys? Do you dip your sushi in soy sauce?
Yeah.
It depends.
I just let it ride most of the time. Unless if it's like a plain California roll, I might do a little dip. Yeah, but other than
depends
that,
on the roll.
I think I'm straight in.
Well, I'm not doing soy if it's sitting on a bed of sauce. Because sometimes they'll, you know, that's the artsy part of it too, is they'll give you like a three schmear on the bottom there. Oh my God, sushi's so good.
Yeah.
Our entree matchups for the Sweet 16, tacos against sandwiches. So y'all need to find a place to put wraps there, Chunkies, because they said that that could either be a taco or a sandwich.
I think I would put wraps in sandwich.
I definitely don't think it's a taco,
wraps
personally.
Or sandwiches.
I don't think it's a taco.
Yeah.
Tacos against sandwiches and breakfast against sushi for the entrees. Yikes.
Four juggernauts.
Next, we have...
Four unstoppable juggernauts.
I love silly words. Next, we have appetizers. And we begin with deviled eggs against fried pickles.
I'm ready.
Oh, no.
Deviled eggs against fried pickles. 3, 2, 1.
Fried pickles.
Fried pickles.
Oof.
Sorry, deviled eggs.
I've never dipped a deviled egg in ranch. I can't imagine it's a great experience.
One of the few competitors that I think could knock a deviled egg out for me.
Yeah, fried pickles
is a fried pickle.
Is the tastiest grease maybe of all time.
Yeah, it is.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That little pop that's just grease, that's like the thing that's going to make your face sweat. But I don't care.
Yeah.
Pickles is one of fried pickles. I think I'm realizing, one of the things to where is if I have a few, I'm already committed to eating them until they're gone. Like I'm going to be sick. I just know I'm going to be sick, but it's like, can you remember the last
vinegar
time in the basket there was a fried
in a
pickle
lot of
left?
Things I like. No. Yeah, who's leaving a fried pickle? No.
The ones that curl up like a taco?
I would prioritize finishing the fried pickle appetizer I ordered over finishing the entree I paid for, I think.
Oh, yeah. Certainly. Yeah.
Next matchup, chips and queso against hummus.
Okay.
Ready.
3, 2, 1.
Chips and queso.
Chips and queso.
Chips and queso. I'm moving on. Next matchup. Nachos against egg rolls.
Nachos includes ponchos, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nachos against egg rolls. 3, 2, 1.
Egg rolls.
Nachos. Who argued first last time? I love that we've been on opposite ends. Like the fifth time we've done that. Okay, Jordan, go first for egg rolls.
God, this is always such an exhausting episode of our podcast to record.
Man, egg rolls. There's just nothing else quite like egg rolls. Chips and queso gets you 60, 70% of the way to the nacho experience, but nothing really quite gets you partially to egg roll. Egg roll is super versatile. Obviously, we talked about, you know, you got the Chili Southwest egg roll, which is outrageous. You got Boudin egg rolls, all that stuff. But even just talking about the simple regular egg roll, you go get an egg roll from Panda Express, and that egg roll is a pretty stellar experience. It's just a textural and flavor delight.
Do you count spring roll?
I don't think I would count spring roll as the same thing.
No. Okay. No.
What about burrito?
I do love a spring roll though. Yeah, burrito I think is the same thing.
It's kind of like a big raw egg roll.
Chimichanga's a lot closer.
God.
But yeah, it's egg roll for me.
Make yourself sick. There's no amount of chimichanga that you can have that doesn't make you sick.
Chimichanga's a little overrated for me.
I think so too.
Yeah. But Deadpool.
There are some really good chimichangas out there though.
Yeah, no, there definitely are. Just like there's some great steaks, but just overall as a category, I think.
Yeah, grandpas won't shut up about chimichangas.
They can't stop talking about them. Every grandpa.
My chimichanga. Here's the deal: is that ponchos, nachos, whatever you want to call them, are better than egg rolls. They just are. But it's conceptually, it's a more interesting.
He's losing argument steam.
No, it's a more interesting bracket if egg rolls advance. Because if nachos go through, then it's going to be chips and queso versus nachos.
Don't metagame.
I'm definitely table talking right now. But I do think that ponchos are better. Nachos are better than egg rolls. And it's a lot of the same reasons I said last week when I argued for nachos against whatever... Honestly, insanity, Jordan was saying, is better than nachos. There are many types of nachos. The good ones and then the fine ones. But even the fine ones are better than an egg roll. I'm a little out of nacho gas because I used it all up last week.
All nachos will give you more gas. So it's like a closed loop. Like it just keeps
true.
Going.
That's true. I need to eat more nachos to get more nacho gas.
Agree that egg rolls would make it more interesting, but I'm going to go nachos because sometimes I'm learning.
Arguments
I just need
for
to
that
choose
compelling,
me.
Huh?
Yeah, you really want them over.
Final nachos, matchup.
Some are pretty good, dude.
Wings.
That's the most Michael Scott I've ever felt on our podcast.
Wings against poppers.
Easy.
Wings against
this one's easy.
Poppers. 3, 2, 1.
Poppers.
I think I'm going poppers. I stuttered, but I'm going poppers as well.
Oh, that's devastating.
I'm still hung up on wings not really being an appetizer.
Would there have been any argument if it showed up in entree?
No.
Wings didn't stand a chance for me.
Should wings have been included in fried chicken? Level. Like, I don't know. I don't think it's the same.
I don't know.
It is the same.
I don't know. I'm not saying you made a mistake. It's my own hang up. You know what I mean?
All right.
Wings are hard because wings are an appetizer in the same way that a single slice of pizza is an appetizer.
You also
like
argued
not enough to get me full.
They're the same.
No, not at all.
I'm just upset.
Not at all.
I'm just upset.
Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Everybody shut up for just a second. I've reevaluated the way that I'm viewing the category of appetizers.
I was just so upset.
Hold on. Listen to me for just a second.
Okay.
Listen to me for just a second. The fact of the matter
is... I need to change all my answers and go back to the beginning.
The fact of the matter is, wings are on appetizer menus all the time. That alone is enough to qualify them as an appetizer because they are purchasable as an appetizer. I encounter more wings in my life than I do poppers. And I love a good popper. But a good wing. A good wing is a man's friend, a man's best friend, a person's best friend. I'm going to go wing.
And we already know how I feel about it. Do we want to argue?
So now, you basically have just said, I'm going to vote wings unless you say something really compelling.
Yeah. I love poppers.
I'm going to quit this podcast forever if you don't put poppers
through. Jalapeno poppers
that's fine.
Filled with crab stuffed like cream cheese wrapped in bacon is one of my favorite bites in the world.
Yeah.
But of all of the food I've
Carter, how much do you love your wife, Chelsea?
More than you
how
know.
How much do you love your wife, Chelsea?
Careful, it's a trap.
So
it's
much.
It's not a trap. I'm asking
the
you.
The most.
I want to get to know you so
more
much.
More than anything in the world.
Okay. What's your anniversary? February 13th?
Yeah.
12th? February 13th is your anniversary?
The 13th. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Okay. I seem to recall February 13th a few years ago when the day that you loved Chelsea less than you ever have since. But at that point in time, it was the most you'd ever loved her. So much that you made promises to her for forever. I seem to recall being there.
Just let me know when he wraps this up, I think.
And as I think about the food that was there as I was there and the things that I ate as I was there, I just have this memory that I can't shake that on the day you promised Chelsea you would love her forever.
Are you about
to say served?
Are you about to say that bacon wrapped shrimp is a popper?
I don't think that's a
popper. That's a popper. That's a popper. Are you kidding me? That's a popper.
That's kind of crazy. I don't think bacon wrapped shrimp is a popper.
That's a popper.
How? That's bacon wrapped shrimp.
It's the same
that's
food.
That's why you don't call it a
it's the same.
That's why you don't call it a popper. You call it bacon wrapped
shrimp. I'll tell you too.
It's the same food as a popper.
This argument was bound to backfire because those bacon wrapped shrimp, whether they were poppers or not, yes, they were incredible. But they're kind of a love hate. It's this villain that I know too well. Because I would have rather people talk about my vows and the worship that was my wedding. Not the bacon wrapped shrimp. So I'm a bit.
Should have had worse poppers then.
Should have had worse poppers.
You know what? Shouldn't have poppers.
If you need those guys,
so
those are
at Papacitos. They eclipse everything else.
They're amazing.
Pop. They're at Papacitos.
So
interesting.
Papacitos. Dude, I love Papacitos.
This means our appetizer sweet 16 rounds will be fried pickles against chips and queso and nachos against wings. Boy, have I
had... Yeah, I think I was letting my own categorical hang-ups really...
Boy, have I had tons, literal tons of those four foods in my life. Holy moly.
I will say, the fact that I think wings are not a real appetizer is not the reason that I voted against them. I do think poppers are
better.
It is
the only reason I voted against them. That's why I was hanging up so hard. It's just like... Wings, I have a hard time fitting wings into appetizer category, but... You know what? They're on the menu. That's where they go.
Next, we revisit snacks. The snack bracket. We have first cereal against donuts. Cereal against donuts. 3, 2, 1.
Cereal.
Donuts.
This is amazing. Doge, I'll let you have the floor first. Donuts over cereal.
Donuts are a relatively blank canvas upon which the artist's inspiration and creativity can take flight. You're not going to find, and this was something that a real thing that somebody said earlier that got a food through, you're not going to find a mom and pop cereal shop. You are going to find a mom and pop donut shop.
Well, there you go. There you have it, folks. Shut it down. He
Back
won.
It up. Back it up. We're in. Checkmate. Gourmet donuts are better than gourmet cereal because gourmet cereal must come out of a box from a grocery store. Gourmet donuts do not.
Well, they do come out of a box. Just
Jordan. You're up next.
Not from a grocery store.
Yeah, it's a box full of hot oil and they grab it with a basket out of it and then put all their beautiful creativity onto it so I can eat it.
I'm just reaching for cereal over a donut for a snack every time. I'm still struggling with like snack donut. But yeah, cereal snack all the time. There's so many different kinds of cereal that I enjoy and I'm just infinitely more likely to reach for that as a snack than a donut. So moves on for me.
Four words. Won this matchup. Box of hot oil. Donuts, move on past.
That was really
cereal.
Nice of you to do that for him, man.
Next, we have chips against pretzels. Chips against pretzels.
I'm ready.
Same 3, 2, 1.
Pretzels.
Pretzels.
Soft pretzels exist. Sorry.
Yep. Yep.
What?
Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry. Soft pretzels.
What?
That's the way the cheesecake crumbles, Carter.
Ew, what an awful thing this is. Freaking y'all are over there. I can't see you from the waist down, but you probably got that lederhosen on right now, bro.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Back yep. I got a Stein. I got a stein full of beer and a soft pretzel chips? In my hand. I'm dancing around. Sorry,
I'm
soft pretzels
exist. I'm actively clogging right now.
Soft pretzels, baby. Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah. Stone ground mustard.
A little mustard, though?
Ooh, a little beer cheese.
It's only ever those no, two things.
Yeah.
Carter, if it makes you feel better, we can give you some of those like real thin cut pretzel chips and you can have those. You're still eating our food, but you think it's your food.
That's like giving me carrots soft and pretzels. Celery and saying it's dessert.
Soft pretzels. Sorry.
Ew. Oh no. This doesn't, it's the closest I've ever been to just reconsidering these relationships altogether. But I never will. It's a blood bond.
Are you not a soft pretzel boy?
I'm a chip boy. It's not about what I'm not. It's about what I am. You're serious right now, dude.
Yeah.
You've never had a salty knuckle because you kept getting the little bitty crunchity bits of that corner.
Of course I have.
Of a salt and
have.
Vinegar.
Have I eaten? Cooked. Have I also reached?
Of course
licked
I have.
My finger and run my finger across the little paper that they gave me my pretzel in to get all the flaky
you're
salt
doing a,
up.
You're saying
I've done
a,
that
the
too.
Singular experience of a soft pretzel, very likely just Auntie Anne's, is better than all chips.
Yes.
You know what though? You know what is better than chips? Is those pretzel sticks that are like honey mustard
oh,
and
no,
onion
no.
pretzel sticks. Those are fantastic
no,
as well.
That's not better than chips. They're good. They're not better than chips.
But it's not just, I'm saying when I vote this, I'm not voting just soft pretzel.
I am firmly.
I'm,
soft pretzel
I'm thinking
alone
all pretzel.
Is carrying, just like banana pudding carried pudding through the first round, soft pretzel is carrying pretzel for me, but it's just that good.
But that's what, even if soft pretzel gets injured, we still have capable players on the bench.
If soft pretzel gets injured, then chips win for me. But soft pretzel's not injured because it can't be. Soft
Our next
timeless.
Matchup, I feel like I've aged 5 or 6 years. I feel so tired. All of a sudden, I feel
it's like
all
you
of
drank
my
from
joints.
The wrong holy grail.
The unholy
I chose poorly.
Grail.
What? Next, we have mix. Mix against cheese.
All right, I'm ready.
Mix against cheese. 3, 2, 1.
Mix.
Cheese.
I'm reading here in the rules that because y'all are on different sides for mix versus cheese, that chips moves on past pretzel.
Chips get to move
That's
on.
Weird.
Yeah, chips get.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. Pretzels moves on.
Interesting text.
Hey, listen to me.
Delirium.
Listen
That's
to me.
What happens?
If you want to mess with your own bracket, I would accept a chip substitute in this round.
No.
And do a 1v1v1 conversation.
No. I can't do that.
All right.
I've never done that. I can't do that. Mix versus cheese. Someone said mix. Whoever said mix, go first.
I said mix. Mix can be crunchy. It can be salty. It can be sweet. It can be spicy. It can be all of those things.
That's what chips can do. Chips can do everything that you just said.
Yeah, and if mix was against soft pretzels, it would lose.
No! My face is red. I feel like I'm hanging upside down. I'm so mad. There's so much blood in my head right now.
I just want to be so clear that you made this bracket and that you invented the category that accidentally included soft pretzels. And when I clarified, you said yes.
Chips wouldn't have beat any. Pretzels would beat anything.
In this category, maybe. Maybe everything, actually, for me.
What sucks is y'all are on different ends right now, and I can't hurt both of you. I just have to choose one. Whatever. Oh, my goodness. Why mix? Oh, you already said, because it's basically chips.
I just said.
Okay. Why cheese, Doge?
If this is a battle... If this is a battle for supremacy, we need to consider the relationships between these two snacks. There is cheese-flavored mix. There is not mixed-flavored cheese. Therefore, cheese is the supreme snack.
Yeah, one category has less this options.
Cheese tastes like
it loses. It wins. I got
silly.
Monster cheese.
That was silly.
It's pronounced Munster.
Munster cheese.
Like Herman.
Yeah, this is my Munster mix.
It's called Munster Mash.
Oh, jeez.
We do the mash. We do the
Munster mash. All right. Well, just because it's the closest thing I can get to chips right now, mix moves on past cheese. Gummies, gummy candies against elote. I don't care if you hurt me again. You can't hurt me more than you've already hurt me, so do whatever you want. Gummy candy against elote. 3, 2, 1.
Gummy candy.
Gummy candy.
Damn, I guess I was wrong. I'm hurt again. Jeez Louise, dude. All right.
More like cheese Louise, dude.
So the winner of appetizer. Can you tell how much I'm just over it?
Yeah.
I don't really get upset. Dude, I don't really get legitimately upset a lot, and I am now. My eyes are glassy.
You're the guy that doesn't like his Chipotle bowl and keeps complaining about it. It's like, hey boy, you made it.
Yeah.
That's you made it. The bracket.
I once had a roommate who was like, I don't like Genghis Grill. And I was like, I think maybe you're just bad at Genghis Grill.
Appetizers will go against snacks in Sweet 16. Again, here's all our Sweet 16 matchups. It's 8 matchups that you'll vote on, my sweet chunkies. Brownies versus cookies. They can't get over how mad I am right now. It's really funny.
This would be like perpetual
giggles. I think if we had the rest of the day together, we'd keep laughing about how mad I am.
For sure.
Brownies against cookies. Churros against ice cream. Tacos against sandwiches, breakfast against sushi, fried pickles against chips and queso, nachos against wings, donuts against pretzels, mix against gummy candy. That is your Sweet 16. We will have those up very soon, and we will have a number one food in all of Spring Delirium. It will have been decided.
Wow.
Good job today, guys. This was great.
Thanks, man. I can tell you,
wow.
No, I do mean it. You know, it doesn't take me long to come back down normally. But fine. You know what's going to be
good?
You know what's maybe I'm delusional. I feel like I'm in another world because what if our Discord just blows up and everybody's on y'all's side? I bet that maybe that's a scenario.
No, I'd be surprised.
But soft pretzels, though, that's my thing.
You know what it is? It's like the years of extra credit of just being like, I'm going to create something that y'all have complete control over. I did it to myself. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm over it. Look,
this burrito from Chipotle is not very good. You picked the wrong
ingredients.
Back
to normal. I feel great. I'm fine.
It's the most Wallace and Gromit you've ever looked.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, man.
Oh man, tune in next week when I'm sure our friendship is back to normal. Everything's totally fine.
Back, we'll be right back.
Also, jump on Patreon, get in our Discord, find out where we're going to see Monkey Man in April, and come watch it with us. We'd love to have you there. I am too. It's gonna be awesome.
All the power of a man, and
all the tail of a monkey,
and all the tail of a monkey.
Oh jeez.
So Monkey it's gonna be. Tail? Yeah. That's what the whole movie's about, dude. To end today's episode, I'd like for each of us to say our name and in honor of our fallen hero, what's your favorite chip?
Say pretzel. Say pretzels.
No, pretzel's not a chip.
Pretzel's not a chip.
Pretzel's not a chip. For Two Chunks and a Hunk, I'm Jordan. And right now, it is firmly any dill pickle chip, but specifically the Lay's dill pickle chip. It's just doing
it's
it.
It's great
for
that
me.
Lay's got, still has some pretty good contributions to the chip game. I mean, obviously, they're an OG.
Yeah.
But the fact that they do some of the best versions of really popular chip flavors.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
It's like when Disney comes out with a good movie. It's like, oh, that's why. That's why you're the king.
At the same time, though, it's like no extra credit for them. It's like you should be the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm with that. Yeah.
Yep. I'm Doge, and my favorite chip is All Dressed.
I like an All Dressed.
It is a cacophony of flavors.
It's so good.
It
is Canadian.
Unbalanced. It is obnoxious. It is in your face. There's no finesse or subtlety to it. It is every flavor they have just all rolled into one, and it's fantastic.
All Dressed has ketchup chips, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Uh-huh.
Ketchup chips on their own, not for me. In an All Dressed, thumbs up.
Because All Dressed has so many flavors that it's no flavor and all flavor. It's like the nexus of flavors.
Have you had the voodoo chips where it's like jalapeno, barbecue, and salt and vinegar
voodoo
together?
Chips are fantastic.
Those are awesome.
They've got really spicy.
I would count those
chips
as All Dressed. It's the same vibe.
It's a similar vibe, certainly.
Also similar vibe, all soft pretzels. I'm Carter, and Boulder Canyon has chips. They're a chip brand, and they have a sea salt and cracked pepper chip that is consistent. It is.
Dude, I have had these. These are fantastic.
Holy moly. Boulder Canyon is becoming more and more popular, and you can actually get it most places. Highly recommend. They're the kind of chip company that does not make a snack size. It's always the one that used to be like the 99 cent. Right? When you would get like it's not quite the regular size of chips. It's certainly not the family size, but it's not that little sandwich. It's like not in your lunchbox, small bag of chips. But I certainly go through them in their entirety. But if you want about 6
of the ones that I've had.
They do great work.
They have a malt vinegar and sea salt one that I'm very interested in.
It's very good.
I love malt vinegar.
Also, I just want to give a shout out to the humble Dorito. It's just out here putting in work.
God.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Dorito makes me think of video games for some reason. A bag of Doritos.
For sure. Yeah. That spicy sweet chili Dorito.
The purple one?
Yeah. Outrageous. Yep.
God.
Has Taco Bell ever done a shell of that chip?
No, but they should.
That would be good.
People are always down for that. It's so good.
Oh, well, clicks and such.
Give me your clicks.
Give me a click.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, Did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale. For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.